Well, listen to what she's saying. It's absolutely simple. Put yourself in the presence of God. You don't have to be in church to do that. God is never far away from you. Do you know that the first element there is the one we said, attention? That I'm not distractedly just running through prayers, but that I put myself in God's presence. Lord, I know that you are here. And I can say that wherever I am. I can say that at work. I can say that in the kitchen. I can say that in my classroom when the teacher is going on and on and on. I can say that in the rectory, in the confessional, in the supermarket, in the middle of an argument. Lord, I know that you are here. I put myself in the presence of God. And that's the definition of recollection. The word actually means that you recollect, that you collect your senses, which are all out there in the middle of nowhere, and you bring them all home. So the first step is kind of being present to yourself. I am here. I'm not off with my thoughts wandering around the universe. So first, I have to be present. I am aware that I am here in whatever situation it is. And then I reflect that there is nowhere in the whole universe where God is not present. And so God is here. I am here and the Lord is here. And just saying that to myself, telling myself that in faith and in the grace of God, I put myself into his presence. And that's where the dialogue begins. That's where I'm able to really enter into friendship. And then it says, speak to him. And here she means, in your own words. She says, speaking to him in your own words. Complain about your labors. Here we are again. Be honest. Your work is hard. Lord, this work is hard. I'm so tired today. I wasn't able to sleep. Because never forget that presence and that speaking with the Lord is forming a real dialogue. This is not an imaginary conversation I'm carrying on with my imaginary friend that kind of makes me feel good. God is really there. This is a real conversation, as real as talking to the person sitting next to you. You're speaking with the Lord. It's a very healing and strengthening experience to know that God is with you no matter where you are or what you're doing. So speak with him in good times and in bad. And as she says, in your own words. And then she kind of gives us this encouragement. This should encourage every single one of us here to try to begin this kind of conversation with the Lord in our daily lives. This is an excellent way of making progress and in a very short time. I don't know if you ever noticed that you have certain prayers and it says, if you pray this prayer every day, you'll become a great saint in less than 10 days. And it doesn't work. 10 days later, we're worse off than we began. Because perhaps we were saying a prayer, but we weren't really praying. If we are praying in this way, here's the guarantee of not just a saint, but a doctor of the church, St. Teresa of Avila. This is an excellent way of making progress. And in a very short time, it's impossible to be in this close contact and encounter and dialogue with the Lord and not find ourselves being transformed very quickly, to have God's grace really begin to work in our lives, because now it's entering into every aspect of our lives, those that bring us furthest away from the church, out into the work world, out having fun with our friends. The Lord starts being present in all those circumstances. And so in the next quote, she says, represent the Lord himself as close to you. The same thing as putting yourself in his presence. Believe me, you should remain with so good a friend. Here it is again, that concept of friendship. As long as you can. He will help you in all your trials. You will find him everywhere. Do you think it is a small thing to have a friend like this at your side? How much peace and strength comes into our lives when we invite the Lord into all the circumstances. Do you think it's a small thing to have a friend like Jesus Christ at your side everywhere you go and with everything you do? He will help you in all your trials. You will find him everywhere. And then she gives a very important principle. This should show us, because I'm going to give you the corollary to it as well. In the measure that you desire God, you will find him. Here's the corollary to that. In the measure that you do not desire God, you will not find him. In the measure that you do not seek out the Lord during your day will be without God. But inasmuch as you seek the Lord, you have that desire to have him with you, that's how much he will be with you. And the greater your desire, the more the Lord will be present with you. In a certain sense, it's almost like putting the regulator into our hands. We can regulate how much God is going to be present in our lives every day through the strength of our desire. What an awesome power that the Lord has put into our hands. And what is it saying? We've already said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. The Lord wishes us to seek him. Inasmuch as we seek him, we will find him. Inasmuch as we don't seek the Lord, we will not find him. What more do we need to know that every single day we have to seek out the Lord's presence? And if we do, God will be faithful to his part. Never think that you will seek out the Lord in vain, that you will seek the Lord's presence in your life and he won't be there. That's absolutely impossible. Absolutely unheard of. You seek the Lord and the Lord will answer you. You desire God to be in your life and God will be in your life. And you, this is something that's harder to say, but you will experience that presence in more and more profound ways. And here, the other side of that coin has to be said. Sometimes we will seek the Lord's presence and we will not feel it. We will not experience it in our feelings. We have to experience that presence in our faith. Faith and feelings are two different things. And it's true that sometimes our feelings deceive us and it seems like God is far away. Our faith has to tell us it's then when the Lord is closer than ever. Even St. Teresa of Avila and all the great saints passed through sometimes years of very arid and dry prayer. For St. Teresa of Avila, I believe it was between 18 to 20 years that she prayed without experiencing real consolation of God's presence. But her faith grew and grew and grew. Lord, although I don't feel that you're present, I know you are. I know you are here, and I will speak with you. So sometimes we will not have those feelings, but our faith must grow. And in fact, very often our feelings won't be there exactly so that our faith will grow. But I would say that the common experience, especially in the world, the Lord is so happy when you seek out his presence in your busy day that he'll give you that experience of joy, that you will experience that peace that only God can give. And that if you have that peace, nothing can take it away. So then she goes on to talk about in the midst of occupations. You have to remember that even the nuns were very occupied. There's the sister who was cooking the meals, the one who answered the door, cleaning the floors, all the things that take up. They had gardens, so they were out in the gardens, you know, picking the oranges or all the things that they do out in the garden. That their days were very busy too. That just because you're a religious doesn't mean that you're always in prayer, always recollected, always in God's presence. That they too have to remember that the most dangerous thing is routine. Routine will take us away from God's presence. And so she said this to her sisters and to all the lay people who sought her out. We must, even in the midst of occupations, withdraw within ourselves. And then here's the principle that I really like. Although it may only be for a moment, that I remember I have that company, K capital C, that company within myself, doing so is very beneficial. So here what's being asked, and this is what I'm saying about being at work. You're at work, you're at your desk, you have the phone there, you're typing a letter, the phone's ringing, there's people talking to you here. Can you take out your rosary and pray your rosary while you're in the midst of the work? Excuse me, let me say a Hail Mary here and then I'll get right back to you. It's kind of hard, right? This is a prayer that can be made in the most busy circumstances because it's more like a flash of lightning towards God. I don't have to sit there and start meditating, God is here, and all kinds of complicated thoughts and completely disappear so that my boss is saying, hey, are you home? Wake up, Earth to Father Allen. No, you know what? All you have to say is this, God is here with me. That was a sanctifying moment. God is here. That is a sanctifying moment. As St. Teresa of Avila says, even if it's only for a moment, doing so is very beneficial because it's impossible to invite the Lord's presence into any activity, even for that split millionth of a second, without having it being sanctified by his presence. I hope we're beginning to see exactly how this is the heart of all prayer. The heart of the rosary should be that it leads us to a living encounter with God, with Jesus, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we're not just rattling off prayers. There's a story, I believe it's in The Secret of the Rosary, and it's a warning to everyone because it is difficult to say the rosary well every day. The story goes something like this. This is from memory. I don't know, probably read this 10, 15 years ago. But it impressed me enough so I remember it. A woman was saying the rosary every day. And with every rosary that she said, she put a coin in a box. And the coin was kind of symbolic of the graces that were building up for her friends and family through her rosary. And at the end of the year, just to kind of experience how much grace that was, she opened up the box. There was only one coin in the box. And so she began to panic, saying, what happened to all the other coins? And wondering if that was telling her something about her prayer. And I don't remember exactly who told her. If it might have been Our Lady told her, or her guardian angel, or God himself. But in the story, someone tells her, in all that year, you only said one rosary with attention. And that's that coin. All those other rosaries were said not in a way which gained the graces which were asked for. It's possible to pray, and it's possible to only say prayers. Never forget that. And so we always have to begin by putting ourselves in the presence of God and making our prayer, whatever it is, a relationship. That's what friendship is. If we don't do that, it's kind of like this. This is what I do. Okay, I have a beautiful prayer in a book. I'm going to be speaking to God, my friend. Let's say you did this to your friend. You have a very good friend, lives next door. You walk over to the house, knock on the door. They come to the door, and you say, dear friend, I really enjoy your company. I'm so glad for all the things that you've done for me. I can't express to you just how glad I am that you're my friend. Amen. And you turn around and walk away. And your friend says, what was all that about? What did that mean? The model of friendship purifies our prayer. Even that prayer that you say in the book, and sometimes there are absolutely beautiful prayers formulated by the saints, beautiful prayers. You have to make it your own. It can't just pass from your eyes to your brain and out your mouth. It has to pass into your eyes, through your brain, down through the heart, and then it can come out of the mouth. Because Jesus said they pray with their lips, but their heart is far away. We must never be persons who pray with our lips while our heart is far away. It's a beautiful warning. And so St. Teresa of Avila is saying that. It only takes a moment. Just remembering, God is here. I can say, hello, Lord. Hello, Lord. Help me to live this moment, this day, the circumstance, whatever it is. Help me to live this well in your presence. And then I go right back to my work. I get totally involved, so absorbed that I don't remember the Lord. I can't sit there constantly thinking about God is here. I'm typing. I'm picking up the phone. I'm looking at the computer. I'm going out to make a sale. I have to listen to my teacher and take notes. I have to watch the blackboard. But I've invited God into that moment and never think that the Lord isn't there powerfully sanctifying that moment. And then there's her final exhortation. And this is my exhortation to you in this method of prayer. I only ask you to try this method, even though it may mean some struggle, before the habit is acquired. Just as an aside, it's like any habit, like brushing your teeth. When you're a little kid, you brush your teeth. The next day, you're not going to remember to brush your teeth. So your mother says, did you brush your teeth? No, I didn't brush my teeth. Go brush your teeth. 3 or 4 days, a week, a month. After a while, you automatically, you get up, what do? You go and you brush your teeth. Don't even think about it. That's what a habit is. Individual acts until it forms that pathway in our life and you do it automatically. Just like this practice. In the beginning, it's hard. But if you persevere in remembering to speak to the Lord every day, it forms a habit and you automatically do it. It will automatically be done. It will carry itself in your life. And so she's saying, it takes a struggle before the habit is acquired. Since nothing is learned without a little effort, consider the attention you give to this method of prayer as well employed. That's her encouragement to all of us to make this the heart of our prayer, friendship with the Lord, so that our rosary is a daily encounter with the Blessed Virgin, whom God has given to us as our mother and who loves us very much, a daily, real, personal encounter with our own Heavenly Mother, an encounter with Jesus. Through all the mysteries of the rosary, entering more and more deeply into his life, an encounter with God the Father every time we say the Our Father, an encounter with the Holy Trinity every time we say the Glory Be, remembering that the three divine persons are here, as close as our own hearts. The Mass. Isn't it possible to go to Mass by routine, to make it a saying, a prayer, and it never becomes real prayer? Because we have a trillion things to do that Sunday, prepare the meal, all our relatives are coming over, and you're tired because Saturday night you went out until 3 a.m. And so there you are, Sunday morning, you go in, and you're sitting there, and you're saying, oh man, when is this going to be over? Or maybe not quite that bad. Okay, I'm trying to be here, but... And probably this homily is going on forever, you know, just like this talk. I just want to see what time it is. And when is it all going to end? And you go up to communion, and you don't even think about what you're doing. You receive communion, and you're just waiting for that final blessing. The Mass is over. Go in peace. A jet airplane. Have we been praying, or have we been just saying prayers with our lips, and our heart is far away? The Mass, which should be the most beautiful, profound encounter with God that is possible in this entire world, can be trivialized if we don't enter into it with our hearts. The model of friendship has to purify every prayer. Every prayer. And so, it takes practice, as St. Teresa of Avila says. So we're going to practice for a few seconds. These are prayers that, when I read this transformed my prayer life. And I don't say I'm so good yet myself, okay? Because habits are hard to form. But this, I have always tried to make. Since I read her life and another life by Brother Lawrence of the Resurrection, who calls it the practice of the presence of God. And it's basically just the same method. It's the prayer of recollection, very simply talking to God because God is present. And so we're going to pray together and try to ask the Lord to help us to form this method of prayer in our own lives so that it stops being a method and becomes a real relationship. And so very often I'll say, at some point early in the day, hello, Lord. So can we say that? Everyone together. Hello, Lord. Now think about it, that Jesus is present. He doesn't just see the crowd right now. Jesus is with each and every one of you personally. He can do that because he's God. I see the crowd. The Lord doesn't see a crowd. He's with each and every one of you personally. And so I say, hello, Lord, remembering that the Lord is hearing you personally. Hello, Lord. Here's another one that I began with as I began this practice was, Jesus, help me to remember to speak with you today. I say that right at the beginning of the day. okay, Lord, you have to help me remember. Or otherwise, I'm going to forget. I have to be reminded to brush my teeth, you know, in the beginning. I have to be reminded to pray. So try, Jesus, help me to remember to speak with you today. Isn't that a beautiful prayer? Because then it's the Lord is going to remind you. You've asked him to. He will. Ask and you will receive. You're asking the Lord to help you to form this habit. Believe that he will. Here's a good one. Lord, teach me to be more patient with, and then fill in the blank. Try it. Help me to be more patient with, I'll bet every single person here has someone in mind, right? There's not anybody here who doesn't have someone in mind. Where does patience come from if not the Lord? None of us are very patient, especially with those people that just drive you crazy. Lord, it's especially with them we need the Lord to help us. Lord, help me to be patient with this person. Here's one that I say often. Hello, Lord, it's me again. You know, here I am. You know, you're the one that asked for this, you know. I always think that maybe I'm bothering him, that, you know, he's more busy somewhere else in the world, and that I'm kind of like knocking on the door at a bad moment. I never know. So I go, hello, Lord, it's me again. You know, is this a bad time? Can I drop in and just say hello? So I pray, hello, Lord, it's me again. These are good prayers. And finally, a prayer of thanksgiving. My God, thank you for being with me. These are prayers. As I said, I didn't want to give you this incredible discourse, you know, abstract discourse on prayer. But hopefully, you know, here we're standing on the shoulders of a giant, St. Teresa of Avila, to give you real principles of prayer, to give you a real possibility of founding a prayer life which is authentic, which really puts you in contact with God every day, and which will really begin to transform your life. Because I'll tell you, if you start this friendship with the Lord, he'll also begin to challenge you about your life. You'll begin to see yourself through his eyes, and sometimes that's not so comfortable. And so sometimes we want to get away from this prayer because God seems almost too close. Never do that. Never forget that this prayer is made with the God who loves you. We are running out of time, but I wanted to make one final thing, and that is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. Someone told me the other day when I talked about prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, God is everywhere. It's absolutely true. God is everywhere. But God is most present in this created universe more than anywhere else in the entire world or universe in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. Because everywhere else, God is present spiritually. But here God is present in the second person of the Holy Trinity, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And when we say body, blood, soul, and divinity, we're not trying to separate our Lord into four things. What we're saying is Jesus is here. The whole Christ, the same Lord who was walking in the midst of the apostles, the same one who taught this gospel today, that Lord is right here, right now, looking at us, that he is more present here than anywhere else in the universe. And especially when we receive Holy Communion, how much attention we must have in that moment. How aware we must be that this is our Lord and Savior, that we are really receiving into ourselves at that moment. I remember one of my brothers in Rome, we were at a meeting, and it was very dry economic meeting about the economy of the house. And all of a sudden, he raised his hand, and he said, so the leader of the meeting said, what do you want? He said, we should pray more before the Blessed Sacrament. Silence. Well, that's true, but why are you saying that now? You know? And he said, because Jesus is really here. And when he said that, I experienced our Lord's presence so strongly that it was as if the Lord were there just like the way I'm in front of you now, looking right at me, right into my soul. I said, it's something that we always know. It's something that we can grow in. That same Lord, we have him in our midst too. And so, even beyond all that prayer that I'm saying, to pray during our day, here is the heart of prayer. Here is where it should lead us always to where we can really find the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. Make this the heart of your prayer. And if we do these two things, then here's the question it will answer. At the end of your life, I'll probably use this in my second talk too. At the end of your life, ask yourself this. Will Jesus and you be friends? When you come before the Lord in judgment, will you be friends or strangers? If you pray this way, think daily you're talking with the Lord, and I'm talking about that real conversation where in the presence of God, not just saying words, but really praying. If you're talking with the Lord every day, all day long, about all the kinds of things that are going on, allowing that to lead you to the Blessed Sacrament, when you come before the Lord at the end of your life, you know, there's your friend. Lord, finally, as St. Teresa said, finally we get to see each other face to face. That's what St. Teresa said, almost her last words on her deathbed. Finally, I get to see my friend. It will be this burning desire and see you inside you to finally see the Lord that you've been speaking with every day. If you don't have this prayer life, if your prayers are just saying prayers, the Lord is going to be a stranger, and that moment is going to be a very scary moment because you're coming before someone that you don't really know. And so that's my exhortation at the end of this talk. Make this part of your prayer life. Make it the heart of, it's not like adding a lot of things to your prayers. I'm not asking you to add 50 pages to the prayers that you already say from books. Make this the heart of your prayer. Make God your friend. The Lord loves you very much. He has a burning desire for this encounter with you every day. Ask the Lord to give you this grace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Why don't we take this time to put ourselves in the presence of the Lord and ask Him to help us to be His true and authentic friends.